You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen, before we jump into trending report, I just want to do a shout out to listener Bill for his phone call a few minutes ago about the light switches.
Yes.
And I've been sitting here. I don't know if you can see in front of me. I've been drawing little diagrams. That's
schematics there, yeah. Is he right?
And I'm going to do what he said.
Okay.
He is right. No matter what. I'm going to turn one of the switches upside down. I am going to do that. Because then he's right. No matter what, when you leave the room, the switches will be in the same position.
Right.
Even if the light is off and they're both up.
You'll still feel fine because they're both equal then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
So I just wanted to publicly pat him on the back. Now to what's trending. I want to start with news for nerds stuff. I like doing the sciencey stuff on Friday. Robots are coming to train your dog. I know some people are afraid of robots and they're afraid of the future. Have you seen the new Boston Dynamics robot video where he dances?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Really?
It's really, really freaky and good.
Dancing
but anyway,
robot.
A couple of grad students up at CU Boulder actually trained an artificial intelligence system to detect when a dog is following commands, like sit, stay, roll over, all those. And when they do, the robot then gives them a treat. So the robot will train your dog.
Malfunctions and it's tossing down like 14 treats. Good dog, good dog, good dog, good dog, good dog, good dog, good dog.
You come home, your dog's all fat.
Just laying there.
Speaking of which, there's a new weight loss drug that's coming. People have been waiting for a pill. Would you settle for a shot?
Yeah.
It's an injection called semaglutide. So that's the type of drug that it is, semaglutide. And researchers are calling it a game changer.
Hmm.
You get an injection once a week. And along with good diet and fitness.
Well, that's the
exercise.
Thing. You got to add on the other stuff.
Right. You don't. Well,
the diet and the exercise.
You should be doing that anyway. But what they found is that both groups of people did the diet and exercise.
Okay.
Both groups. The ones that got a placebo, they didn't get the real shot. They didn't know what they were getting. They thought it was... They lost 6 pounds over the course of a year. The people who got the injection of the semaglutide lost 33 pounds. Just saying. And they discovered now the farthest object out in our solar system. So not another star. It's actually in our solar system, but it's out there in the, the Kuiper Belt or beyond. And they called it Far, Far Out. That's because they'd already discovered something else that they thought was the farthest one out, and they named it Far Out. But this one is farther, so it's Far, Far Out.
Double far. Science nerds.
You see him high-fiving.
That's a good one, guys.
Is the next one going to be Far, Far, Far Out?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. What's next?
Far Out Cubed. Taylor Swift is in the news. She was fighting for a couple of years with old Scooter Braun. He's the guy who managed Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. And he also scooped up and bought all the rights to her early albums. And she was like, hey, wait a minute. She could not get those rights back, so she's decided to re-record all of her early albums. And now, in probably early April, the first one, the album that she had originally called Fearless, will now be called Fearless Taylor's Version. 26 songs, including 6 previously unreleased tracks. That's brilliant.
It's a very smart move.
Plus, Jeremy, it's smart because all the people who are huge Tay-Tay fans who already bought Fearless years ago will now want to rush out and get this new version.
Yep.
She's essentially doubling up.
She's brilliant, man.
Earlier
she has a brilliant
this morning,
team, I guess.
Yeah, smart team.
Yeah.
Jeremy and I, earlier this morning, we played the new version of Love Story. I like it better.
It's very folky.
And it seemed crisp.
It was softer or something.
All right, what else is trending?
Trending on my personal social media.
Yes?
It's official. I will be off Facebook for the rest of the weekend. Would you like to know why, Dom?
Is it a Valentine's Day thing?
No, sir. If you notice, it's cold outside. So this gives people the opportunity to open up their phone, take a picture of their temperature gauge in their car, or take a screenshot of their weather app and they find it necessary to post it onto their personal Facebook. As a public service for everybody, it is currently 3 degrees in Denver right now. Don't post it on your Facebook. All I'm seeing right now, I'm looking for fun, witty, enjoyable posts about your friends and your family and what's going on in your life, and I'm getting 3 degrees posts. The madness has to stop. So now, I will be back on Facebook on Tuesday. Do not try to reach me.
Wait a minute, let me see what the temperature is going to be on Tuesday. 42.
Not one post about that, I bet. It's 3 right now, okay? We get it. We all get it. It's 3. It's cold.
I want everyone to get up early on Sunday morning when it's 5 below 0 and snap that screenshot.
Newsflash, it's February in Colorado. It's generally a bit chilly. I guarantee you now, I'm going to be inundated with hundreds of pictures on my
Facebook.
Everybody
send Jeremy a private message with a picture of your temperature.
This might have backfired on me.
You know what? I'm going to tell my son who lives in Hawaii, I'm going to have him take a screenshot and send that to you.
That's 81 or whatever. That is one I would look at, actually. That sounds dreamy. All right, moving on to other things. The long national hair nightmare is over for sweet Tessica Brown.
Tessica!
Bless her heart, Tessica Brown, from Louisiana. As you recall, she's gone viral because she put Gorilla Glue in her hair instead of normal hair product to keep it in place. A plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, California, performed surgery on her on Wednesday. Some of the videos are now making their way to the internet. TMZ's blowing up with these. They got the stuff out of her hair. They used some sort of special chemical treatment. It looks like they had to actually put her under to do it. Painful. It took 4 hours to get it all out.
4 hours. We were talking about how brilliant Taylor Swift's team is. This plastic surgeon dude is brilliant too, because look at all of the free publicity.
So he didn't charge her, but now he is splashed everywhere today because this has been like the biggest viral story of the week.
Yeah.
It would have normally cost her just over $12,000 to get this done, and the guy did it for free. So he's received millions of dollars in advertising.
Essentially $12,000 to wash your hair.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much. I have enjoyed seeing the people that are really good on Photoshop be posting things with the Gorilla Glue logo on different products.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen Gorilla Glue hairspray now, Gorilla Glue eye drops, Gorilla Glue personal lubricant, which you definitely don't want to do. So if you see those floating around,
you
really would. Those are fake posts if you see those on the internet. What else is going on? This is kind of a funny story. BuzzFeed put out a list of 24 famous people who are so beloved by everyone. They're universally loved. They could do no wrong ever. They're basically untouchable. And the way I was reading this, like, these people could go up and punch your grandma right in the face.
Who are
and
they? You'd like, be like Betty White?
You're like,
is she
no problem. Punch away. Betty White's number 4.
Oh, okay.
Keanu Reeves is on there.
Oh, I don't get that.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't see him as Betty White.
He's a nice, nice man, Keanu Reeves.
People like Alex Trebek, may he rest.
He's on there.
Is he? Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is on there.
Oh, yeah. Is he number one?
No, Dolly Parton's number one.
Oh, yeah.
She's a
I agree
saint.
With that.
Saint Dolly.
This list is probably pretty much right
she
on
She could
it.
Double punch my grandma in the face, and I'd be like, Dolly, I love your music.
Dolly, The Rock, and
Tom
Alex
Hanks.
Trebek.
Tom Hanks
Betty White,
is the other one that's
Tom
on
Hanks.
Here.
That makes sense.
Universally loved. Sunday, Valentine's Day. We were talking about this earlier because a listener wanted to send us some candy. Survey out this morning talking about America's favorite Valentine's Day candy. And they went to the Google machine and looked at all the stats. Number one, it's chocolate-covered strawberries. So it's not really even a candy. That's the sweet thing that we look forward to on Valentine's Day.
Gretch makes those all the time at home.
Really?
She melts chocolate and gets strawberries and dips them in there. She'll just stand there in the kitchen and see them. She doesn't do it for anything romantic whatsoever. She'll just stand there at the island.
Chocolate running down her chin.
Yeah.
Colorado's was M&M's. Which doesn't strike me as a huge Valentine's Day candy. A handful of M&M's. I don't know. Chocolate roses are on there. Truffles. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I guess the takeaway, chocolate-covered strawberries was number one.
All right.
Let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video that's gone viral. It was actually on the news last night, and we were watching it during dinner, and both Nick Nack and I went, yeah, when we saw it. The video is of a woman in Texas who actually tackled a guy that she saw peeking through her daughter's bedroom window. She called the cops. The cops pulled up, and this is dash cam video. The guy tried to take off, but Supermom to the rescue straight up pounced the guy and took him down.
I gotta watch
Creeper.
This.
It's awesome. It's a fantastic video, and shout out to this mom. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.